Welcome, everyone, to another podcast episode here at High Level called the High Level Spotlight Sessions, where we bring in top players in the world of marketing and business and learn more about what they do. I've got Damian Rufus here. Damian and I have known each other for a few years now as he became part of the High Level family. He's an inaugural affiliate commander, a bronze affiliate winner, as well as we call him Mr. High Level himself. Now, Damian is a driven entrepreneur by every sense of the term. He's co-founded numerous profitable brands, including Video Valet, Proven Marketing Campaigns, The Automated Seller, The Hustle and Soul, from local service businesses to Fortune 500. He's extensively developed a ton of brands in varieties of industries for himself and his clients. All to mention, when he first came on board with High Level, I thought he had the most unique style of arrival. He did a whole sportscast style. I'm changing my teams. It was like the trade alert on SportsCenter. We had his Letterman jacket and everything. It was amazing. But Damian, welcome in for a podcast session, man. I appreciate you jumping in and saying yes to us. I know you're really busy, and I know a ton of people are going to get a ton of value out of this.
For sure, Paulson. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, brother.
Awesome. So help us understand your story. I know reading a fancy bio is not all there is to it. There's a lot of sweat, tears, and hard work behind building who you are and the brands that you've supported. Give us your quick journey. What's your story? Help us understand who you are.
Sure. So I got into entrepreneurship at 8 years old. We won't go down that story, but I learned a valuable lesson early on about supply and demand and inventory. I really got into this automation space, online space, when I had a credit repair company here in Phoenix, Arizona, trying to figure out, how to make this thing easier. I can't, how do I duplicate myself with software? At the time, there weren't very many softwares around. So I was using a particular software that costs a lot of money to get started with. Really, I was a teacher at the time, so I put in all the money that I had to try to make this thing go. And with using automation, the thing just popped off. So I got really good at that software, ended up having that company be acquired by a larger company. Took a little time, a little vacation, because a couple dollars in my pocket. So I took a little vacation and came back to the online space. And because of the skills I had using that software, I went right back into it. There was this old platform called the Warrior Forum where we used to sell stuff on. And I was using the automation with that platform, and people started asking, "Hey man, what are you doing?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm just using the software." They're like, "Well, can you do that thing for me?" And I was like, I guess, And then, I didn't know what to charge at the time, but learned I should probably charge a lot more because at the time, these guys are making a lot of money with the automation that we put in place.
I love that. So I know myself and you, we've met a couple of times in person as well as online, and just kind of planned out this podcast to make sure it gave the most value to our viewers and audience. So we decided on the topic on how to stay focused on fundamentals while scaling with High Level. And to make that headline and that topic very clear, we thought about three pillars that we're going to talk about. One is knowing who you are and where you're at. Number two is locking down the fundamentals that actually matter and that's relevant. And number three, finding your growth accelerator. But before we go into our planned conversation for today, Damian, help us understand, why High Level? Like, why did you make this jump? Help us understand the journey of what that looked like. I'm sure the migration was somewhat miserable in certain cases, but pleasant in dealing with the people that's behind it. But help us understand, your journey into High Level. Why High Level? What's so different about it? What makes it, what makes it different?
For me, what makes it different, let's start there, is the people behind the platform. A lot of times, We say, or my grandpa used to say, don't get too big for your britches. That's like a Southern term. A lot of these other companies have gotten too big for their britches, right? They forget about how they got to where they're at. They forget about the people that helped them get there. Product development becomes slow. You know, they stop listening to the voice of the people. The best thing for me is, you know, I can hop into a Slack or I can hop into support and do a Zoom call about the issue that I'm having. And if it's a software issue, it gets back to the devs and it gets fixed relatively fast. And that's crazy seeing the numbers of the people that have that are on high level. You know, you can't make those changes unless you really know the software and you guys know the software. So that's why or why it's a great platform. The process of going from, you know, my platform to this platform hasn't been easy. We developed a tool called Activated to help people migrate from that platform over to high level easier. But in the beginning, you know, this thing has been in development for a year. You know, in the beginning, it's a tough move, and people don't, you know, when it's painful to take that step, people often don't take the step. So we created a tool to make that happen. But moving over in the beginning wasn't the easiest.
Right. Now, what's different about the features? Is it similar as others? I mean, can you speak a little bit about the business models as well? We have the agency side as well as the SaaS yep. side. I know there's a lot there, the white labeling. Like, yep. I just want to make sure you address the folks that have never heard of High Level watching this.
Sure. So the difference is you don't have 12 different softwares to try to run your business. Or really, you know, we did a stack or a tech stack. You know, we listed all of the stuff that we're using. And man, I think we're up to like 48 tools that we use to make this automation thing happen. High Level brings that a lot of that stuff in-house to one platform. So you're doing everything you can under one banner. Payments, funnels, websites, social planning and posting, all of that, you know, that's you're paying $800 here, $700 here, $300 a month here, another $100 here. Man, that stuff adds up quick. And you know, I like the price point. I know who's at with all the tools and I don't know how they make it work, but you should probably get in now.
Yeah, so it's only like $300 a month for like 500 plus features and allows you to white label on top of it and let you keep 100% of the revenue. So let's talk about our conversation that we planned on today, which is ultimately how to stay focused on the fundamentals while scaling with High Level. One of the things that stood out to me in our discussion, you mentioned, Paulson, it's important that you know who you are and you know where you're at. Help us understand what you mean by that.
Sure. So a lot of people, what happens is when you come into the space, you realize there's a lot of potential and you start to see where, you know, Joe is and Amy's at and Susan's here and they're all up here and you're just barely coming into the ecosystem. Now, you might have some business experience or you might have some, you know, experience somewhere else, which is powerful. But you can't think that you can keep up with the Joneses in this space. You got to know where you're at in order to move like in that space. You can all, there's so much growth in this software, in this community, in this space where you don't have to go from A to Z tomorrow, right? You can take your time to get there and build your business and get there. So you got to know where you're at in order to grow from there, right? So don't think that you have to be the man tomorrow. Like, oh, look at all this stuff that I'm, no, start with one thing and move forward with that thing. You can't be everything to everybody.
So can you elaborate as we talk about how to get started with High Level or how to like really look at this? What are some of the things that you recommend people focusing on to kind of like narrow down their lane, right? So If I don't know who I am and I know a little bit of everything about automations, like how do I find myself? Like, how do I figure out who I am?
What do you love to do? That would be the first question that I always ask, right? So I like the technical stuff, right? So in the beginning, I can do the technical stuff, right? I don't have to go out and try to find somebody to do that part for me. However, if I'm not able to do all the other stuff, I got to go out and find people to help me do the other stuff, right? Listen, you can be a glorified VA all day and make, you know, a handsome living with that. Like, there's always space for you to make money in tech. There's always going to be people who hate it and don't want to do it and will hire somebody else to do that thing for them. Trust me, it, no matter how big this thing gets, how AI transforms the universe, there's still going to be people who can't do the technical thing. And that's what if that's what you love to do, then do that. If you're not a technical person and you're like more of a sales guy, go find a technical guy. Like I said, you can find those guys all day. Partner with them or pay them to do that thing. If you partner with them, you probably go further because they don't understand the business part. But, you know, that's another scenario.
I love that. So then once I find myself, what you're saying is when you're launching with High Level, either be the techie or be the sales. Like, don't mix and match. You're probably going to go slower if you do it all together. So, like, help us understand what you mean by know where you're at, right? Knowing who you are is one thing, but where you're at in business. So I know you have an event, you have coaching programs, you have consultations. Like, I know you deal with like the beginners and the intermediary. Can you speak a little bit about some of the things you see and how you help people find where they are at?
Sure. So for me, this has been like an 18-year journey, right? Like, I didn't have all those things when I first started out. Again, you can accelerate that process for sure, but you can't have 30 different things when you first come into this joint. So start with one. Know where you're at. Know who you are. So if you're coming in and you have an audience already, let's say, for example, we have a SaaS in the cleaning space, right? So I'm not in the cleaning space, but the guy that I partner with is in the cleaning space. He knows nothing about software and automation, but what he does really well is build businesses in the residential cleaning space. So he has an audience, 2,500 students, 2,600 students. I say, listen, instead of you sending them all over the place, right, let's create a SaaS. You tell them, hey, we have this software for you. And now that's your offering. But I didn't start that myself. He had an audience. I went with him and partnered with him. He knows where he's at. I know where I'm at. I don't have that space. So if you don't have an audience, then partner with somebody or start to build that audience. It may take you a while. You're not going to get to, like I said, A to Z tomorrow. But if you, you know, put in the work, meet the right people, you can get there. But build that audience. So that's one piece, right?
Yep, I love that. So the second pillar of our conversation that I think we need to talk about is locking down the fundamentals that matter. Like, the platform is so wide. I mean, there's like 500 plus features, but like, how do we figure out the core things that's going to matter to the person, the agency, or the, you know, the freelancer or the coach, the consultant? Everybody has different varieties, but like, how do we figure out our core items that matter?
So the people that you serve are going to tell you, right? You got to ask the question. You know, what's crazy is I got an NPS survey from High Level the other day that asked me questions about, you know, how I felt about the service. It's the first one that I've seen. That's what you should be doing. Asking the people that you serve, how can I help you? Right? A lot of times people think, and this is my favorite, like, going into something, someone's like, oh, that doesn't work for my people. I tell them, you're not your customer. Like, you are not your customer. You're not your client. Your client's doing this thing. Do you do that thing every day? No. So how do you know what happens in that world? You got to ask them, right? So by asking them those questions around, you know, what's important to you? Do you need more leads, right? Do you need emails? Do you need more phone calls? Do you need visibility online? Like, do you have a website? Do you have a place where somebody can give you one of those two things? Or do you go to these fairs in your local community, right? Like, do you have a mechanism to collect emails and phone numbers or whatever it is there? Like, what do you need to help your business grow? Obviously, everybody always needs more money, but how do they get there? You got to ask them that question.
I love that. So what you're saying is going back to the fundamentals of economics, supply, demand, and you're trying to figure out what the demand truly is before you launch essentially heavily. So how do we do that when we don't have any customers? And let's speak to the brand new person that haven't that don't have anything. They don't have the audience, they don't have the visibility, they don't have a brand. They're like, well, I'm just in the Wild Wild West trying to figure out where to launch. Like, how do we help that person, Damien?
Again, start with what you love, right? Let's say you're into cars, right? Go to places where people who are also interested in cars are, right? We have this, I say cars because we have a nice 60 Impala outside. But you go to like a cars and coffee kind of a meetup kind of thing. Go where the people are. Be where the people are that and the thing that you love and talk to them. It's like, hey, man. A lot of times when people come into high level, they're looking to one, start a SaaS or build an agency, or use it for their coaching, consulting, or whatever business. So if you're starting an agency and it's helping people in that car space, right? You got to go to where those people are. Ask them the question, hey man, what do you need help with? Or what do you do? Oh, you're a doctor, right? Great. I help doctors get more clients every day, right? Or you own five donut shops or whatever. Oh, I help people automate, coupon codes to get people in the door every day, right? Stuff like that. You got to go to where the people, if you have zero people, you got to figure out what you love, hang out with people in that space, and then start there. Usually you'll get some ideas around what you can do or how you can help. So I would start there. You got to go where the people are at.
I love that. So meet the market where they're at. So the third pillar that we wanted to talk about when it comes to staying focused on fundamentals while scaling with high level is finding the growth accelerators, finding that one thing that's going to just push the needle forward. Help us understand that component and speak to essentially folks that are like, you know what? I kind of know what I want to do. I have an idea. How do I add fuel to the fire?
But so that's an easy one. Come to the Spark Accelerator. So essentially, getting growth in the software happens when you use the software or you hire people that are fluent in the software, right? You don't have to know it all, but you do have to know the fundamentals. The fundamentals. You can't ask for, hey, I want to do that thing. And the guys that your dev or your tech guys like, well, the software doesn't do that, or don't understand the question that you're asking them, because that happens a lot too, right? You say, hey, I need a five-page funnel where the guy puts in a phone number, but then it automatically sends him a direct mail piece and sends them down this path or whatever. Can you do that? And it's like, well, sure, but let me ask you these follow-up questions. It's easier if you have like a base or a fundamental of those questions to ask. So that's kind of what we do at Spark Accelerator. We have two tracks, a track for people who are barely beginning in the software. They need to learn it quickly to get their SaaS up or their agency up quickly. But we also have a place for people who are business owners who know their business. They just need to put things in place. So you still have to have that base no matter where you come in at. And that's what the Spark Accelerator is, helps
Yeah,
people
so
get.
the Spark Accelerator, is that an event? Is that a coaching program? Is it online? Is it in person? Help us understand what that is. I think this is my first time hearing about it as well.
Sure. So essentially, let me back up a second and tell you where it came from. I go to a lot of conferences every year. I've been going to conferences in this space for the past 15 years. And one of the biggest thing when people go to conference, we were just at a conference in Vegas. One of the biggest things is people get all these ideas from all these speakers and they want to take it back and put it in their business. They want to go from A to Z tomorrow, but they can't because they don't have everything in the middle. So what the Spark Accelerator is like, hey, we know there are five campaigns that every small business needs to be successful. That's the fundamental piece. You come to high level, you should have those five, whoever you get them from, however you put them in. We know there's five, right? So what happens is you go to a conference, you hear about these five, and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna put them in my high level. You get home, You have to take your kid to school the next morning. You got to run around and make up for the week that you've been gone. And now it's 2 months later and you're like, wait, what happened? I got billed again for high level and I don't have these campaigns in there. So what the Spark Accelerator does, like, listen, we're going to pull you here. You're going to come to Phoenix or Vegas or Orlando or the Bay Area, because we travel with this event, live in-person event. And we're going to sit down with you for 2 days and we're going to tell you or teach you what those campaign or what those workflows are. And we're going to build those with you so you understand the build process. Now, after that, you can either take it on and build more yourself, or you can hire someone, one of our trusted agencies that we work with, to help you continue that growth plan, right? So you come, Spark Accelerator, you learn, you build, but when you leave us, those workflows are done, ready for traffic, whether it's paid or organic, you are up and running.
That's incredible. Now, what happens after that? Like, you know, why is our work, are the workflows like the fundamental thing that every business should have? Is there, yep, like, what's the baseline of knowledge that they should like really shoot for?
So you should know how to import contacts, add a contact, build a workflow, create an email to send out whenever you want, create a text message to send out whatever you want, build a landing page with the building blocks that we give you, because we give you some of the most proven templates that we've seen the past 15 years that have had success. We've replicated those and we give those to you inside of your brand new high level account. So those are you should know how to do those things or have some knowledge around it. You're not going to be 100% proficient in 2 days and doing it in 2 seconds, but you'll know, hey, this is what I need. You can tell somebody else to do it, or you can take your time, practice. Like Allen Iverson said, practice. Yes, practice building these things, you know, once a day, and until you're proficient to do it yourself.
I love that. So then at what point do you start duplicating yourself, like as the business owner? Like I personally, I'm on the sales side of things. I'm not much of a techie. But if you ask me to build out some basic stuff, I can probably do it. But I wouldn't even trust myself that that is what I'm going to stick with forever. Like, help me understand how you look at the entrepreneur and remove the entrepreneur from the process, because that's what it takes to scale.
So it's hard, right? I mean, when you're a solopreneur transitioning into an entrepreneur, that step is hard because this has been your baby forever, right? Like your blood, sweat, tears, you borrowed money from your grandma that you got to give back to your, you know, like this is stuff that you put into this business. But you gotta take that step. Like this first step you took to becoming a solopreneur, even how difficult it was, you gotta make the next step into becoming an entrepreneur. And that's bringing the people on to give you more time. Because in the end, that's what all this is about, right? Putting more time back into your day and your life. So you can do the things like that are important, hang out with your family, you know, maybe you play pickleball. You want to play more pickleball, but you can't do that if you're building workflows in high level, right? So you got to take the same step that it took you, like that same jump, you got to jump again to take that second. It should be sooner than later, but we understand that sometimes it takes a while to get there.
I love that. So staying focused on, you know, what matters most as you scale and launch high level is pretty critical. So like, help us understand a couple of go-to-market strategies. Like what are areas and things that we should think about as we finally have our software built out, right? That's already like in place and you're satisfied to a certain extent. You're like, you know what? I've got enough to go to the market. Help us understand your go-to-market strategy. You mentioned a few notes about partnering up with people in other industries. I thought that was really interesting. Like help us understand your style based on everything you know in launching to a market.
Sure. For me, partnering with somebody else, like I said earlier, that is the quickest path to success. Like finding somebody who needs what you have and they have what you need, That is the quickest way for growth. Like, I mean, imagine, Paul, and the people can do the numbers at home. You have a software you're charging $229 a month for, and on launch, you put 500 people in that software. That's not a bad day, right? Because you partnered with somebody who had that audience already. So finding those people, like we said, go to those places where your people are at. That's the biggest impact, I would say, by far. If I would tell somebody to do this, find somebody else who has what you need or an audience that you need, and do that.
I love that. And that's kind of how High Level launched. You know, we went out to small little masterminds where agency owners were in the beginning. And I think the very first one was out in San Diego with Rob Bailey. And then we did one with like Nick Robbins in Florida, some of these names that you probably know.
Yep,
and absolutely. You know, it was like small, humble beginnings, and landed our first 20 customers, then next 30, then it started becoming batched, right? Every single time we did an event, it would be 50, then 100, then 50, then 100. And it just kind of started creating a momentum. And then we figured out how to fix the product, because back then it was like the product wasn't good enough to the level that it's at now, right?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
But this is, I think we were one of the first ones to have two-way texting. So we were different versus anything else that was available, which was only one-way texting in 2019. Sure. But Damien, help us understand, you know, what else should we focus on to make sure we stick on to the fundamentals? Like, what else about High Level and building a software company or a digital entrepreneurial business? Like, what are we missing?
So you're missing the people piece, right? Like, it's, you can't do this by yourself. I don't care who you are, where you came from, how much money you had in the bank. You cannot do this by yourself. There's only so many hours in the day. You have to have people around you. You have to build your team. And even if it's not in-house, your team in-house, you got to have friends in the space. You know, I can't tell you the number of times from the people that I know in the industry, that we have conversations and it just sparks something that either makes them money or moves them forward in their business with a simple phone call. You have to have a network. You have to have people. You got to have people.
So help us understand, what does that team structure look like? I mean, like Marcus Lemonis said, right? People, profit, and process. And I think people is one of the biggest component. Like, so what is a hierarchy and the architecture of the team? What does that look like for software?
Sure. So I would say you got to have another you or a buffer first. So that could be like a project manager or a COO, if you will, or someone who sits in the space between you and the client. You can be the sales guy and make all the sales, but you got to have somebody who can then say, okay, got it. We understand what's happening. Let's move this forward. In the software space, we say developers, but you kind of need a person who's a doer, the person who's going to get in, an engineer who's going to get in and do the work. And then you got to have another admin for sometimes graphic design, you'll throw that person there, but you got to have an admin person who makes sure, who's not your project manager, who can do all the follow-up that needs to happen in between before from everybody to keep everybody together, to keep projects moving forward. So at minimum, those three people, sometimes the project manager does all the stuff in the middle. But as soon as you can relieve that load from them and get them another person, the faster you move forward.
I love it. So can you also, you know, share some notes about the business model of SaaS versus anything else? Because I know in the community, we talk a lot about churn and the difference between the standard agency versus SaaS versus digital entrepreneurship in other spaces. But why is this business model so attractive? Like, it's, you know, why is it so special?
So for me, I do a little mix of both, right? Like, I have SaaS platforms that I'm building out with others. And I also have a SaaS or an agency level for me and all of my people, right? So and then we haven't even talked about the affiliate model, but like you have those two where I can have a specific CRM for a specific niche. That's a, for example, TidyTrack, that's our SaaS for residential cleaning agencies. We can have that. That's for those folks, people who want to do that business. But then in my agency, I help out different niches. So now in my agency, I charge and keep 100% of that by just adding people and giving them those five marketing campaigns that every small business needs. I give that to them in my agency, and they, you know, I get paid recurring income out of everybody that I put in there. As long as you're providing the value that they need, you know, you can rest on your laurels and just expect people to stay around forever, right? You gotta provide some sort of value, but that gets them to that, alleviates that churn from people leaving. You help them see success in the software, and they won't leave the software, right? They get three or four clients on themselves, paying them every month. Then they're like, whoa, okay, now I understand how this thing works. So that takes a lot with those two methods.
I love that. Are you able to share some pricing ranges that you recommend when it comes to these business models and ideas? Sure. Like, because what I would love to do is share pricing ranges so they can stay focused on a certain type of product, or, you know, we talk about do it yourself, the done for you, the done with you. What are some ranges on pricing that you recommend?
So for somebody who's just providing the software, I would say 97, 197, 297 for three different, give them three different options. There's tons of features inside a high level that, you know, somebody at 97 won't necessarily, and quite frankly, it's overwhelmed for a lot of people seeing all that stuff at once. So break it down that way. As far as bringing them in to your world, you got to charge a setup. You got to get paid for the time that you put in helping and building these people out. Now, I've been in the game a long time. So, you know, I've never been had this fear of asking people to pay me what I'm worth. Not ever. So you got to know it's okay to charge a little extra for your time. So if you're setting up a website, you know, $2,000, $3,000, if you're building out the whole thing out, $10,000, you know, stuff like that, sits well with me. You know, a lot of people will negotiate like they're on, you know, some sort of Shark Tank thing. But it's really, you got to get paid what you're worth. So start with what feels good to you. And you'll see if you put out a price point, let's say, hey, I charge $1,000 to build websites. And then you put that out there and you sell 500 websites. Well, you probably didn't charge enough. For those websites, your rate probably should have been a whole lot higher. But if you put it out at $10,000 and, you know, nobody hits, well, then it's probably too high for the niche that you're in, or go find the people who will pay that dollar amount. But you got to feel good about, you know, paying or getting paid what you're worth.
I love that. So as we kind of close out, Damien, I know you have, you know, Spark Accelerator. Help us understand how people can jump into that. What can they expect out of it? What is it about? I know you shared a few notes about it earlier when we were chatting, but give us a full rundown of what that is.
Sure. So Spark Accelerator is a two-day workshop with a bonus day. To help you build out the marketing campaigns you have to have in order for your small business to be successful online and offline with automation. The next one is in Phoenix. Like I said, we distinct travels, but if you go to sparkaccelerator.com, you can see the next dates where we're having the next event. And we're going to do about eight of these a year all over the country and a little bit of international stuff. So we're going to take this worldwide. But you come hang out with us for 2 days. You learn the fundamentals around these campaigns. You know them inside and out after day one. And then in day two, we're in the software building. And before you leave, your campaigns will be done. Landing pages, emails, text messages, all of that will be completed before you walk out the door. I don't leave until you leave. So we make sure that we get that done. Now there's a bonus day, third day, where we help you write a book. We've helped in the last one, we helped 14 people write a book, a great first draft of a book. That's one of the authority pieces. We call it the authority accelerator. To have you walk out of there with a good first draft to get edited by an editor. You can do it yourself within the first 2 hours that you're in the room. So completely transformational for people who wanted to write books. We get it done for you right there. And then we also put in one of the workflows to help you distribute that book inside a high level. You get that at the Spark Accelerator. So
that's pretty cool. And how can people sign up for that? And when is the next one?
SparkAccelerator.com. The next one is March 14th here in Phoenix, Arizona. The one after that is May 23rd in beautiful Las Vegas. So those are the next two, SparkAccelerator.com.
I love it. So we talked about how to stay focused on the fundamentals while scaling with high level. The three pillars that we discussed, one was knowing who you are, where you're at. The second pillar was locking down the fundamentals that actually matter. And the third thing is really finding the growth accelerator. Any final words you want to share to those entrepreneurs that are starting out and to those that have been doing this for a while and they're trying to get to the next level?
Sure. Reach out to your network or grow a network. Go hang out with people. COVID's over. We can go back outside. Go outside, meet people, because the people matter. The people are going to help move you forward.
I love that. Well, Damien, thanks for stopping by for another session of our High Level podcast. And if you are watching this for any reason and don't have High Level yet, if you look on the description, you'll find a 30-day trial that you can jump into that we usually don't provide unless you are, you know, there's an event or something special happening. But with this podcast, you can jump into it and check us out. You'll get a full month to kind of get launched. And I recommend you following some of Damien's suggestions on how to, you know, scale and launch with high level so you're not overcomplicating it. So appreciate your time.
Thanks, Boston.